Think about it again. What do you want? That's what we're all here for, is what you want. And now you have the system. Did I answer all your questions? No. How long are you going to be here in the business? At least, what, a year? We're committing to that. Don't you think you'll fill in the blanks over the next year? Yeah. I have four kids. One of the things that I wanted more than anything in life was to be a father. It was right here, highest on my priority list. Not only did I want to be a father, but I wanted to be a present father. I wanted to be a father who actually fathered. I wanted to be a father who was with my children instead of dropping them off at daycare. And I'm not being critical of that. I saw that in my life. And I just, please, God, help me find a way to not be an absentee father. And one day I'm coming home from school, little kid. We're walking up the highway. That shows you how much our parents loved us. We're walking up the highway after school, little kids. And I said to my brothers, I hope mom's home today, because I had a really bad day and I need to talk to my mom. And they're like, you're an idiot. Mom's not home. And I'm like, got my backpack. Yeah, but I hope she is home. I hope she's home today, because I'm starting to cry, but I don't want my brothers to see it because I don't want them to make fun of me. But I hope she's home and mom will be home. It's cool. Mom will be home. And they're like, you're so stupid. What's what you need? You need your mommy. You know how mean kids are, right? And I'm like, you should be quiet. You know, mom will be home because I, you know, mom's should be home. And then I'm like, but if she's not home, dad will be home. They're like, what are you talking about? Dad's never home. Dad's always at work. But one of them will be home. Because in my mind, I'm like, you know, I believe in God and he's good and I'm good. And I need my mom and dad to be home because I had a bad day. So they'll be home. That was where I was, like perfect faith. And so I walk home and my parents aren't there. And I'm devastated. And something happened in my heart. I made a decision as a child. I just said, you know what? When my kids have a bad day, I hope I'm home. I hope at least my wife or myself, I hope we're home. And what I want you to know is that that desire of mine has come to fruition. I got married, and the day we got married, I told my wife, should you choose, you're retired. And she chose. She retired. Matter of fact, when we were dating, I was saving all my money. I was living in my brother's apartment, sleeping on a rubber mat with his dog, Rusty. And my wife, and I didn't have a car. And my wife thought I was penniless. And one day my brother is talking to my wife and he said, hey, when y'all get married, are you gonna quit your teaching job? She said, no, one of us has to pay the bills. Now I was earning about $15,000 a month at this time, okay? Yeah. So he says, you know, Chris is doing pretty good. He's making a lot of money. She's like, he doesn't have a car. It was funny. She says, he doesn't have to lie to kick it. Some of y'all know what that means. He doesn't have to lie to kick it, right? In other words, he doesn't have to lie to hang out. I love him. I love him for who he is, right? And he goes, no, seriously, Sky, like he has a lot of money. And then I come around the corner and it's like, Chris, does she not know? And I go, no, what? And he goes, does she not know you're doing good in Legal Shield? I go, yeah, I've told her. And then she says, same thing, Chris, you don't have to lie to kick it. I love you. We're going to get married anyway. And I said, no, I'm really doing good. She goes, you sleep on a rubber mat. You don't even have a bed or a car. True. That is true. But, you know, but, and I just took her over to, you know, the account and I pulled up the account and showed her one of my accounts and it had a lot of money in it. And she said, is that your money? And I said, yeah. She goes, yes, I'll marry you. Right? So, and I'm kind of kidding. She's out front. You can ask her for the true story. So then I give her an opportunity to be free. And she says, yes. And she quit her job. And she's been home. We have four babies now. Factory's still open. We might have more. Here's the point. I don't know what you want. I don't know most of you. Some of you I know. Many of you I know, actually. But here's what I know. What I wanted was to be a father. That's what I wanted. And I've got this 2-year-old daughter. She's the baby. She's the only girl. She found a place in my heart I didn't know existed. It's incredible. And I get to be home with her. And she hugged my leg about 5 times today. Just because. And I love it. And that's what I want. And that's what I got. And I feel so blessed. And the reason we spent all this time here, and it's late. The reason I've done what I've done, and I know the reason you're doing what you're doing, is because we all want increase. We all want expansion. That is hardwired into our DNA. And I'm telling you, we can do something really, really special here with Legal Shield. The sky is the limit. Whatever those things are that you want, be it time or freedom or all of the above, follow these things, teach these things, protect, defend, promote these things. Watch what happens. Thanks for coming out. Give yourself a hand. Good night. God bless.